Hey guys, so lots of you have noticed that my Twitter following dropped very, very minimally, like less than 1,000 followers re recently the past day. And that's because I'm using a program called Twitter Audit. And Twitter Audit is nice because it allows you to block like inactive egg or fake followers. So any followers that you did not want to get or that's not real people, you could just block automatically with Twitter Audit, and it's quite nice. In terms of my Twitter following, it's about 76,000 now and a 99% Twitter Audit score. Now, people ask me how I grow Twitter organically. One of the things is obviously being active with content. The other thing is definitely use some metric tools like Tweppy is a good one. With that, you could sort of manage engagement, stop following users that are not engaged to your content and stuff like that. Another good tool is looking at your Social Blade statistics for Twitter. Clout is also really nice because you can tweet something right when it's live on a news topic. I haven't used Clout that much recently after they removed influencers, but it's definitely a nice app to grow. There are also different hashtag tools, I believe like RightTag, which allow you to see trending hashtags as well as their search volume. So in terms of growing your Twitter, it's kind of like SEO in a way, but for Twitter. Like you have to find out what's the most trending hashtag for something you're posting, what are your followers engaged with most, as well as how to keep quality followers. The one thing I don't know though is how to get to 100,000 Twitters, because I Twitter followers, because I had Twitter for almost 8 years, I believe, and never reached the 100,000 points. So it's still growable organically. Like, I don't really want to be a big brand. I just want people to notice, like, the startups I advise or stuff I'm selling. Another thing I really never got, though, is Twitter verification. Like, I advise startups. I work as a blockchain architect at some of the biggest emerging cryptocurrency companies, and I invented some of my own products before, but Twitter doesn't really have a streamlined process for verification. It seems most likely that in the future they'll probably have a more transparent process for that, like Gap, where users that are verified are just verified on the basis of verifying their identity. But for right now, that's like one of the one few things I was able to get or understand with Twitter. So, yeah, that's my tips for growing your following on Twitter.